Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing. Tyre Power, think safety this August. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes. I'm
better than ever. A couple of minutes after 7 o'clock, we'd love for you to get involved with us. Collingwood have offered Port Adelaide the opportunity to wear the prison bar jumper, but instead of white stripes, they want teal stripes. You got a message for them, Port fans? Let us know, because we've already had Annie who told them to get stuffed, and a lot of texts coming through this morning. What would your response be to Collingwood on the back of that offer? Big show coming your way. Michelangelo Rucci is going to join us as always. Lots to get through with Rooch. Chase Jones from the Adelaide Football Club. Kau Toomey is the draft and trade expert, really, from afl.com.au. You got a question for him, you can send that through and we'll put that to him. And then David King after 8 o'clock. Andrew Hayes is in the house as always. Hazy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Kane. Good morning to everybody out there. Yes, I fry up that text and a lot of text coming through. It's fantastic. And like you said, we'll get through absolutely each and every one of them. There continues to be Crows camp fallout. John Olsen, who we hadn't heard much from except for via letter, has spoken yesterday. Firstly, spoke to Kimbra and the Rooch and apologised on behalf of the club.
We apologise for the very confronting circumstances both Eddie and Josh and others might have experienced. Secondly, we wish to address those issues so that we can clarify matters for them as individuals. Thirdly, that this club has a new approach and culture being embedded in the club led by Tim Silvers, Matthew Nix and Adam Kelly. And the third point I make is the rebuild, I think, is going to plan. And the rebuild and the focus of our club and our future, in my view, is exciting.
You can absolutely download the podcast, Kimbra and the Rooch, and have a listen to that chat in full. But I suppose the big taking aways from that was the club's asked collective mind to be removed as testimonials from the website as well, which is completely fair enough. There's no current players that have expressed concerns from the camp. And also in terms of Mark Ricciuto's ongoing position, that's, quote, not on the agenda in terms of being Ricciuto's position up for review.
Well, should it be? I guess if that would be the one remaining question and the biggest order of business for the Adelaide Football Club is are they going to back Mark Ricciuto in as their football director, or does the club need, I guess that term is some fresh air or clean air, whichever way you want to put it. I think you'll understand what I mean by that. By asking him to stand down, and not even asking, but perhaps forcing him to stand down. Damien Barrett and Craig Hutchison have a weekly podcast called The Sounding Board. Those two have been all over this issue, in particular Mark Ricciuto's role in this, and both were really strong on what needs to happen at Adelaide regarding Mark Ricciuto. Firstly, let's have a listen to Damien Barrett.
He's been very aggressive in targeting the individuals concerned in the whole reporting of this story. And there's a Glenn Archer element to his time. All-time great footballer for the football club. I question the role and effect and manners of the role as a director of the football club. And, yeah, I would have thought that his time at the club as a result of this, after a long time at the club with other questionable decisions, might be up.
Time to go?
Time to go, yeah.
There you go. All right, let's hear from Hutchie.
It'll be hard for them to move forward with the new footy buzzword, clean air, with him still there, right? There's a fractured ex-player group, and ultimately his guy was Brett Burton. Brett Burton was the decision-maker. Footballer, 100 out of 100.
Yep.
Businessman, exceptional.
Yeah.
Very influential businessman, made a lot of money, makes good decisions.
Yep.
Person, great person.
I was going to say, people who know him will vouch for his person, yes.
Footy director, and his ability to manage that in media, substandard.
Yep.
He hasn't had a great off-field impact as a director on that club, and his ability to manage that conflict with his morning radio has been poor.
Hard to argue, I think, with any of that. I think that is a pretty well-balanced conversation. Crows fans, you can have your say on that. Do you agree? Does the club need to ask or demand Mark Ricciuto to stand down from that significant position and the significant influence he has as the most powerful Crows person off the field in order for them to move on from this? I think the answer to that most of you, if you're answering honestly, would be probably yes. Now, whether that decision happens now or at the end of the year, it's probably looking more and more likely, but you can have your say on that. Now, Taylor Walker has been central to this story as well. He has spoken for the first time on Triple M since Eddie Betts' book has been released, and he says he couldn't have done much more.
The camp, a lot of people took different things out of it, and I personally, I've said it, I took a positive experience out of it. But that does not take away from the feelings of hurt that those boys are going through at the moment.
Yep.
I can put my head on the pillow at night and put my hand on my heart and say that I did everything I could. I knew something was not right post the camp. I knew blokes weren't feeling that great about it. There were fractures within the group, like some of the boys have said, and I was having one-on-one meetings. I was having some confidential meetings at my house to try and work out exactly the path to take, and I can honestly say that I did everything I could to try and fix it.
So since this time last week, we are learning more and more that there's differing views. In short.
Well, yeah, we are. The thing that I can't wrap my head around is that if Taylor Walker knew all that and he's having meetings with struggling players who are struggling to deal with what went on, but he was still going on the public record saying it's the best thing he's ever done and that he would recommend it to his family and friends when he knew his players were struggling, a certain portion of the playing group was struggling. I mean, that would have been the biggest slap in the face to them of all time. You got Eddie Betts saying it's almost ruining his life, but then you got Taylor Walker going on the public record saying that he'd recommend the camp to his family and friends. So that's the one thing that I can't reconcile in my head with the way that it was handled. Now, a lot of people handled it poor publicly, but to go back in hindsight and have a listen back to some of the things that were said by those influential people just doesn't make any sense to me at all. He was also asked whether it affected his football.
Well, when you look at the club now, there's probably, 10-20% of people that were on the camp that are still there. Our mantra is prioritising others, and we're certainly doing that to the best of our ability. And as a footy club, we've still got to work through this because you don't like hearing that past players are feeling that way.
I mean, just listening to that, it's unbelievable. Still working through it. It was 2018.
Mm. Yeah, well, and they're going to have to still work through it for a little while longer, but you can have your say on that. 1-300-736-736. Alistair Clarkson isn't coming to Port Adelaide, Hazy. He's down to two options, and that will be GWS or North Melbourne. So there has been some talk over Essendon. There's been some talk that raised its head after David Kosh's really strong comments about Ken Hinckley on Monday, and Caroline Wilson said he may be open to going to Port Adelaide and he won't be going to West Coast. This is all according to Mark Robinson, who had his say last night on AFL 360 about the impact of David Kosh's comments on Monday.
David Kosh has been a tremendous president, but he made an error of judgment, in my opinion, by saying what he said. Because I don't think he gets football in the sense where if he knew what this was going to be, the fallout, that every media organisation in Australia is going to look at him and say, well, you're going to get rid of him or not. That's not how to treat a guy who's been there for 10 years. So when you ask, is there going to be change, and there's going to be change and we're going to improve or there's going to be change, just hold the horses a little bit, you know? And I think that's been a fallout from this. Did David Kosh mean to do that? No, I don't think he did, but he has.
So it does feel like he went down the path where he was just a little bit too over and passionate. He's got to say something. And, I mean, how can you possibly appease Port Adelaide supporters right now at this time of the year? Because you know what they're like. They want blood.
Well, that's what I said yesterday. He's kicking with the wind because he said nothing all year. Nothing. So why is he, with two games to go, come out so strongly? Like, turn it around or watch out. I mean, it was an error of judgment and it was poor commentary and it was disrespectful to the coach. Now, if there's no further information to add, then don't add anything. You could have easily batted that away and said, look, we'll be reviewing the football department at the end of the year like all good football clubs would do each and every year. Part of that will be the performance of Ken Hinckley, but he's contracted for next year and he will be the coach next year. That's what he said all year. I don't know why he's all of a sudden, well, I do know why. because he's listened to the yanks from the supporter base and he's felt like he's needed to say something really strongly to appease those disgruntled fans. Now, the talk is that he will be there next year and those at Port Adelaide would be shocked if he's not. Now, that's not to say they might not make a rash decision at the end of the year, but it's going to cost them $600,000. And for those Port fans that go, well, got to go and get Clarkson now. So you pay out Ken Hinckley $600,000, which goes into your soft cap, and then you pay Clarkson $1 to $1.2 million. I mean, is that a smart business move for those irrational Port fans that are saying to do that right now? I don't know. I would think not, but I'm open to different views here, and I'm not swayed one way or the other. If they think it's time to move on Ken Hinckley at the end of the year, I'll listen, but I'd want to know who the alternative is and how the club's going to fund the $600,000 cheque that they're going to have to pay him out for.
In particular, who the alternative is, if it's definitely not Alistair Clarkson. There'd been no conversations between Alistair Clarkson and Port Adelaide as of 2 days ago, and Mark Robinson saying it's purely a two-horse race for Clarko, and that's two teams that are not Port Adelaide. So, I mean, to text through, well, the thoughts are Ken Hinckley has to go. I mean, who? There's got to be a suitable replacement. But then straight away people start going, well, look at the job that someone like Craig McRae's done at Collingwood. But then again, I'm not sure how that would sit with Port Adelaide supporters getting in someone who isn't experienced in that role. Straight away, someone like an Adam Kingsley comes to mind, but I don't think that's going to be a route that they would take, a first-time senior coach.
Can you answer why we haven't spoken to Clarkson? A text has come through. No, I would think you would have spoken to Clarkson. I would think that if you haven't spoken to Alistair Clarkson, that is an error. And you would at least canvass the prospect of his willingness to come back to Adelaide. Of course, he spent some time here at Centrals and at Port Adelaide in the past. If you hadn't done that, I would think that's an error. But they may just think it's financially not viable because, as I said, it's going to cost you a massive check to get him, and then it's going to cost you a massive check to pay the coach out. That's perhaps why they haven't spoken to him. But, yeah, I would think you would have at least asked the question just to see if you can work through those issues. Michelangelo Rucci is going to join us on the other side of this. A lot of text coming through. The text message just lights up whenever you mention the name Ken Hinckley. Happy to read out your points of view right throughout the morning. But Michelangelo Rucci on the other side of this.
Now, text line is thanks to Weeks. Discover exceptional customer service. Weeks Homes, discover different. 14 minutes past 7, top of 15 across Adelaide today. Some showers on the way.